recommended for Chief of Wilson's staff.
Yes?
The Attorney General, I know.
Loud, I can't hear you.
The Attorney General, I know.
All right. Take this, will you?
Yes, sir.
Hello? Oh, Mr. President?
Bobby, I got your note the other day and thought it did very good on this civil rights thing.
Yeah.
Talked to Lee White about it and called you, and you'd attending that meeting in New York.
Oh, yeah.
On the library, and
yeah.
I tried to get Katzenbach. I had him then talk to Burke, and they've been working on some things together. I think it's a very good report. Second, I want to do anything and everything that's suggested in it.
Yeah.
That your people think is indicated, and I've told Lee White to get with them and start working it up, whatever dates you think. I don't want to substitute our judgment for your people's on the dates. Dirksen told me that he thought he'd have the bill passed by the 15th.
Yeah, that'd be wonderful.
I doubt that, but that's what he indicated. I haven't talked to any of them about any of the details of it. But that is just what he said and when we were talking about another matter here the other day. Now, I talked to him yesterday about this situation in Maryland. I gather they got by last night, but they may have trouble tonight. Are you up to date on that?
Yes, I. I thought as a possibility, and I talked to Bill Wirtz when we were at the White House today, that they, first place, the Negroes don't know what they want, and if we can find out from them exactly what they're interested in, and Dick Gregory's been some help on that. The second thing is that I think primarily, in my judgment, it must be jobs, because the reason you have so much dissension over there is the 33 or 35% unemployment.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that if we could say that you would point a high level one or two people, ask the state to do the same thing, and then ask the community to do the same thing, to make a study of the unemployment problem in Cambridge, and while that was going on, that there'd be some emergency action that could be taken, and I spoke to Bill Wirtz about it this morning to see if we could work out something for employment through the summer months, for instance, even if it's some kind of make work. I think it would calm that situation down if first they knew that some long-range action was going to be taken, and secondly, if there was some action that was taken now that they could actually see occur. And that's basically my suggestion. So
I'm for that, and is anybody else besides Wirtz that has anything in their shop that they can offer?
Well, I thought that he would know. I asked him if he would take a look at it, and I think he would know what else could be done, whether it's HEW, for instance.
All right, I'll call him. I'll call him and tell him that I'm very interested in it, and do it as soon as he can.
Yeah. I had some couple of other things. I don't know if you have a moment.
Yes, I do.
This is outside the area somewhat, but it's in connection with the how we're going to do with the Olympics. I was going to send you a memorandum on that. It looks like we're going to do badly there. And the sports organization in the United States, it's not what it should be. I don't know if you remember, we tried to, for about a year and a half, we have kept the two major organizations from fighting one another so that at least we could send a team to the Olympics. But when the Olympics is over, they're going to go back to fighting. Secondly, there's no real effort in the United States to utilize the manpower that doesn't go through college. You might have some good athletes that went through high school and then just sort of disappear. We don't really know what we have in this country. And if we want to do well in the athletic field, and I think that it is important that we do, we could do much better than we have done in the past. Therefore, I want to suggest to you that perhaps, I've talked to General Gavin about this, and they are in the process, the Arthur Little Company, the foundations put up some money so that they are making an assessment of what the situation is in the United States at the present time. After that occurs, or while that is occurring, if we could form some kind of a foundation, perhaps with General Gavin as the head of it, to make a study of what needs to be done, and then come up with a sort of a program or suggestion in the field of athletics for you and for the American public, I think it would be very helpful in that field, but also I think it would be very helpful in politically that you're on top of that. And
I think that's excellent, constructive. Just send me what I'm supposed to do and I'll do it.
Well, I think the first step, if you would see General Gavin.
I'll be happy to.
And I will send you a memo on...
Will you bring him in?
Yes, that'd be fine.
Good.
Now, the other, if I spoke to you a while ago about the narcotics, and I think that at some appropriate time, if you could see the judge, Prettyman, you know, who made that study, I think it would just take 10 minutes or so of your time and then indicate an interest. Number one, I think that there is a lot more that could be done on narcotics than has been done. Secondly, the study has been made, which is quite good. I wouldn't agree with all their suggestions, but I think it's been good. And again, I think that the fact that you're on that and then is would be helpful for those states that have the problems, particularly California and New York. And I think, secondly, you could do a lot of good. And I think, secondly, once again, that it'd be helpful to indicate to the public and the country that
you want to bring him in, or you want to just tell me I'll be here next week and any time. Call Jack Valenti and just say we want to set
that
up. Yeah.
With him?
Yeah, and I'll tell him that those two things, Gavin and you and Prettyman, and we'll just work it out as soon as I get back. I'm going to New York this thing tonight,
yes.
And then I'm going to make a commencement address in Texas, be back Sunday, but as far as I know, I'll be here all next week. I haven't got my schedule in front of me, but he'll work it out, and we'll get both of those behind us. Now, let's get Burke to work with Lee White and anyone else over here that he needs. He can get Mike Feldman or Hobart Taylor or Ralph Dungan, anybody that can be of any help to y'all. Let's get up this list, and I gather that what you have in mind is something similar to what we did with President Kennedy and three of us, and just to use them in the East Room.
An awful lot of good was accomplished with
that. Oh, I have no question about it. It remade our little town of Austin just because you had one restaurant man here.
Can I bring up one other matter?
Sure. And incidentally, they integrated the University of Texas first time.
Yes, I saw all that.
The dormitories. But that,
I understand they hired a professor down.
Yes. But that one little restaurant man, the hamburger shop, went back and got it all started.
It's really very good. I have not been involved intimately with the on the Southeast Asia or Vietnam. Two National Security Council meetings. Bob McNamara, about 5 or 6 days ago, had a talk with me and asked me to come over, and I went through it. I think there's a lot of, and I had this same feeling, you know, with President Kennedy. I think there's a lot of people around, such as Douglas Dillon and some others, who, whether they are involved in making the decisions or not, they frequently based on experience and some judgment, have some good ideas in some of these matters. I think that was the advantage of dealing with the problem of the missile crisis and also some of the other difficulties over the period of the last 3 years. And I think if I may make the suggestion to utilize some of those brains and talent to the maximum is helpful. And again, having watched it a little bit apart over the last 3 years, I think that to have those people involved and make sure that there is a full discussion about some of these things. Being quite frank about it, I, based on my two meetings at the National Security Council meeting, I thought that there was too much, which I said to Bob McNamara, that there was too much emphasis really on the military aspects of it. That I would think that war will never be won militarily. That where it's going to be won really is a political war. And the best talent, of course, is over at the Pentagon because you have Bob McNamara. But that same kind of talent really has to be applied to doing what needs to be done politically in that country, and whether it's setting up an organization for each one of those counties politically and what steps have to be taken, that they're dropping a bomb someplace or sending more planes there if the people themselves aren't interested, as you point out frequently, but which I'm not sure that they concentrate on that sufficiently. I think that a real major effort on the political field as is being made in the military field, because the military action obviously will have to be taken, but unless the political action is taken concurrently, in my judgment, I just don't think it can be successful.
I think that that's good thinking, and that's not any different from the way I have felt about it. We spent the whole afternoon yesterday with Lippman. I assume you saw his column this morning.
Yes, I did.
Bob McNamara and George Ball and Bundy and different ones. I agree with you on Dillon and the council, too. The problem we've had there is very much what you referred to on the first days I was in here, that you don't get too much when the president is present in the way of frankness and real adventure and imagination, and people are somewhat hesitant, as you said, to give their ideas. So I have been trying to stimulate and encourage political thinking and try to incite in them some adventure and some diplomatic adventure and some political programs. I've even gone so far as to say, let's take what we used to call old military government after the war, and if we have to take the whole mayor's conference and put them out there in these provinces and give them this civilian leadership. We're going to have a meeting early next week with the lodge. Now, one of our basic problems there is the ambassador.
It's him.
He will not let anyone else do anything. When you say to him, we want to get out in the provinces, we want to put these out here, we want extra propaganda, we want extra USIA, we want extra radio programs, we want to tell them what we're going to do for them, what hope there is, what the future is for the average fella. He said, I handle all that myself. He won't do it.